Welcome everyone to the meeting and declare it open at 5 p.m. All attendees are notified that the meeting will be recorded in attendance accordance with the local law regulation 14J. Two, record of attendance, apologies, leave of absences. There are no apologies and we have no members of the public. Three, public question time is nil. Four, are there any disclosures of interest? That'll be no. Five, application for leave of absence? No. Six, deputations, petitions, presentations, or submissions? Is nil. Seven, delegates reports as listed on the board. Number eight, confirmation of previous minutes. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Hardham and a seconder. Councillor Curry, all those in favour? That is passed. Number nine, minutes of committee meetings to be received. We can move 9.1, 9.2, 9.3 on block. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Bray and a seconder. Councillor Bald, all those in favour? That is passed. 10, recommendations from committee members for council consideration. 10.1, the ARIC meeting held on the 16th of December. Can I please have a mover for that? Councillor Stewart and a seconder. Councillor Curry, all those in favour? That is passed. 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. I do have one before we go on. I would like to acknowledge the passing of Mrs. Rhonda Hickey. Rhonda was a valued and long-standing member of the Shire of Narrabeen who gave many years of service to our community. She will be sorely missed and our thoughts are with her family and her loved ones at this time. We'll move on to 12, which is the officer's reports. 12.1, the proposed Shire of Narrabeen Bushfire Brigade local laws. So, Beck.
Through the chair, if council remembers, we actually presented this in the November meeting to adopt the local laws, and which was endorsed, and we started the process to have them gazetted. However, we stalled that process due to a late submission received from the Department of Local Government, Industry and Regulation and Safety. We didn't have to take regard to their responses. However, we thought it would be advisable to do so because once it went through to the standing committee, they'll probably be asking why we didn't consider that feedback. Hence, we've made those slight changes. They're minor, so it doesn't actually change the intent of the actual local law, and we'll start the process again, basically. So it's represented to be considered by council, so it's a formal endorsement, and then we'll pick up the gazette again, which will take place in January.
And you all have attachment 12.1B. So the motion is as stated on the board. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Hardham and a seconder. Councillor Stewart. Councillor Hardham, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Stewart, would you like to speak to the motion?
No.
Any further discussion on the item? No. Well, we will call for a vote. So all those in favour, that is passed. Okay, let's move to 12.2, submission to the Federal Inquiry into Local Government Funding. You have attachment 12.A, which is approved the lodgement of a second submission for that one. Beck, would you like to add anything further to that?
I'll just reiterate through the chair that we did put a submission in to the initial inquiry in May 2024. The Standard Committee has obviously been reviewing those submissions and they have reviewed the terms of reference. So it's actually specifying the focus in terms of the local government funding arrangements as well as financial sustainability. So Council's previous submissions will still be considered as the inquiry process proceeds. However, we are able to submit a second submission. So I have drafted a second submission sort of focusing on that funding arrangement, a little bit more targeted for Council's consideration, and if acceptable, we'll proceed with submitting the submission in February.
Okay, so the motion is on the board for item 12.2. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Smoker, do I have a seconder? Councillor Bray? Councillor Smoker, do you wish to speak to the item? Councillor Bray, do you wish to speak to the item? And I'll open it to the floor. Anyone else wish to speak on that? No, I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? That is carried. Okay, shift to 12.5. Point three. Okay, so we're going through compliance with Regulation 10. So we've got the support for a change of decision. So the 12.3A is the attachment with the emails. So can I have so we just need to confirm the required support. Okay, and that was where is that
one? We're going to the attachment.
Oh, okay. 12.3. So, yeah. So the motion is written that council confirms the required support for the change of decision has been received in accordance with Regulation 10 of the Local Government Administration Regulations. So we need to move that motion by Councillor Curry and a seconder, Councillor Smoker. Councillor Curry, do you wish to speak to the item?
No, thanks.
Councillor Smoker, do you wish to speak to the item? We'll open any other further discussions. We'll go to a vote. All those in favour, that is carried. Okay, we'll go to 12.4, consideration of change of decision. The motion is on the board. Okay, so it's a statement. You've got attachment 12.4A, which is a statement of legal and financial consequences. So can I please have a mover for that? Councillor Bray and a seconder. Councillor Hardham, Councillor Bray, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Hardham, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
I'll open it to the floor. Anyone wish to speak to it? No. All those in favour? That is carried. Okay, 12.5, Central East Accommodation and Care Alliance, so the land transfer. You've got attachment 12.5A, which is stating that the asset will be held by the new special purpose vehicle. Beck, do you wish to comment on this?
Through the chair, I don't have anything to add, but happy to answer any questions.
Okay, we've got the motion on the board. Do I have a mover? Councillor Bald and a seconder. Councillor Stewart. Councillor Bald, do you wish to speak to the item?
No, thanks.
Councillor Stewart, do you wish to speak to the item? All right. I'll open it to the group. Any further conversation? All those, I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? That is carried. The appointment of presiding members to committees. So amendments under tranche two of the local government reform require council to adopt presiding members by absolute majority. Nothing further to add, Beck.
Just a little bit of clarification. It was a administration oversight when we nominated the representatives of committees of council in the special meeting, and three committees we actually missed into nominating the chair. So that's why we're representing the item.
Thank you for the clarity. The motion is written on the board. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Stewart and a seconder. Councillor Hardham. Councillor Stewart, do you wish to speak to the item? Councillor Hardham, do you wish to speak to the item? Are there any councillors wishing to speak to the motion? All vote. All those in favour? That is passed. We'll move on to 13, officers, reports, development and regulatory services. 14, officers, reports, corporate services. Oh, sorry, that was ill. 14, officers' reports, corporate services, 14.1, financial statements for the month ended 30th of November 2025. Ben, do you have any further comment on those?
Through the chair, no comment, but happy to answer the question.
Okay. Give you a minute to go through those. I have a mover, Councillor Curry, and a seconder, Councillor Smoker. Councillor Curry, do you wish to speak to that? Councillor Smoker, do you? Any further comments from councillors? No? We will put that to a vote. All those in favour? That is passed. 14.2, schedule of accounts for the month ended 30 November 2025. Then that is as presented. Happy with that? Okay, we'll go through these page by page. So 133, page 134, page 135. Can I please have a mover for those? Councillor Smoker and a seconder. Councillor Stewart. Councillor Smoker, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Derek, do you speak to the motion? Are there any councillors wishing to speak to this motion? I will put it to a vote. All those in favour? That is passed. Okay, we will go to 16. So officers' reports on infrastructure services. 16.1, change of purpose. So Crown Reserve 21808 Lot 35 and deposited plan 42675. Ken, do you wish to add any further information to this? You've got attachment 6.1B.
Not other than that this has been a very long process. It started probably before I started here. And with most clearing permit applications, you are pretty much bound to be providing offsets, even though it's a long process. They use formulas as to the extent of the vegetation we're taking away. And we have to replace it with, so we're clearing two trees, we've got to give them that whatever's left of that block, which was asbestos as recreation for tennis, whatever it was. The rest of that would be then banked for another clearing permit.
Thank you. Okay, the motion is on the board. Can I please have a mover for that? Councillor Bald, and a seconder, Councillor Bray. Councillor Bald, do you wish to speak to the item?
No.
Councillor Bray, do you wish to speak to the item? Any further questions from councillors? I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? That is passed. Okay, let's move to 17 elected member motions, of which previous notice have been given, is nil. 18 elected member motions without notice is nil. And 19 new business of an urgent nature approved by the presiding person or decision is nil. Item 20, matters for which the meeting may be closed. 20.1, I would like to close the meeting to the public. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Stewart and a seconder. Councillor Bald, all those in favour? That is passed. So the meeting now is closed to the public at 5:19. The public recording is ceased and the confidential recording has commenced. Confidential recording ceased and the public recording has recommenced. The presiding person, being me, will read out the resolution. So item 20.2, that council, one, that declines to accept any of the tenders received for RFT 2025/07 housing / design instruction of 1 3x2 dwelling number 49 Cheetham Way. 2, notes that this decision is made in accordance with regulations 18 (5) of the local government functions and general regulations 1996 for the reason for declining all tenders to be recorded in the meeting minutes, being that all the tenders received were in excess of council's budget for the project. Okay, item 21 is the closure of the meeting. So the next meeting will be held on 17th of February, commencing at 5 p.m. and no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 5:25.